I'd love to give you some free tips on a zero budget on organizing your home. So we're gonna take some advice today on some of the peak areas to look at in your house. One, to make you feel better, and two, to get your house organized for if you're thinking about selling it or if you just wanna love it again. Let's talk a few detailed areas. The first thing I would suggest is getting a box, setting it up, and it is your go away. So it could be your donation, it could be giving it to a friend or a relative, but get that out of the area that you're starting to work with. The other part is we all have a drop spot. When you walk into your house, whether you use the front door or the back door, create an area that's organized to drop things in or to store things in, whether they're your phone, your keys, your backpacks, your coats. Concentrate on those areas. Those kind of set the pace for as you enter the house. Now, something that we all use certain times of the year, but not all times during the year, are spices. That can empower you to get started on your pantry and your cabinets and things by organizing your spices. At the grocery stores, in most cases, they're organized alphabetically, but you might want to organize them by shelf for baking goods, for cooking items. But remember, as you're adding spices in, always put the date on it so you know the fresh date. Some of the spices that might be past their dates, or you know you haven't used them in over a year, it's a good idea. Get them out of your cabinets. Empower yourself with some additional space. Utensils. We all have the utensil container. We probably have a utensil drawer. Some of them are our favorite, and we have to dig through them to find what we're looking for. But let's clean them out. If we haven't used them over the last year, you're probably not going to. If you have a less used spot, maybe you house them there, but you have the ones that you use on a regular basis quick at hand. And say no to the cutest coffee cups or mugs or additions, because we all have an abundance of those. Donate those to a care center or your local restaurant that does buy the cup and bring your own cup, those kind of things. It's a fun thing to do. Now, the thing that I got rid of when I moved was all my food storage containers. I'm not a good leftovers person, so that was easier. But for you, if you are, go through it. Get rid of everything that you don't have the tops for anymore, or discolored, or have been used in the microwave and it's just not in that safe plastic capacity any longer. Throw it away. Get rid of it. You can buy a great set for $20 that all interlocks within itself. Do it. Treat yourself after you get everything cleaned out and ready to go. This is the part that I love to dictate. It's the cables, the outlet pieces, the extra remotes, the stuff. And those are your cables, your electronics. I don't know anything about which ones we use, which ones we don't, what we still need. So make sure somebody who knows what you currently have, whether it be phone, whether it be TV, any of those things, go through those. Get rid of the ones you don't need. It'll give you an extra drawer for gadgets. Now, closets. We kind of got through some of the kitchen things here. The closets is the spot where we do tend to accumulate. I'd add a box there too for donation. I'd also put in kind of some ideas that works great. If you're buying something new, put it on a totally different hanger. Maybe you want to transform your whole closet to the same hanger. So get something that you want to continue to use. That'll help you see what you've worn and what you haven't. I've had clients say they turn the hanger backwards on something that they wear. So that's a great idea to see what you like in your wardrobe and what you're willing to get rid of. If you haven't worn it within a year, it always says pitch it, throw it away, donate it. Also with clothing, it's a great idea if you buy a new outfit or a new piece of clothing, donate one or two to a charity that needs it. Accessories, kind of a hard thing to organize. There's a whole lot of ways that you can utilize your drawer space. They'll tell you on a budget, use an egg carton for earrings or bracelets or something easy. Roll items instead of folding them. Sometimes that takes up less space. Plus you can see them easily in a drawer. Come up with something that works well for what you're trying to organize when it comes to accessories. And really kind of the thing that empowered us to talk about this today was your personal care items. So when you're thinking about organizing and you're really committed to doing it, think about an hour or two or an afternoon or something and commit to that. So if it's Saturday evening from 6 to 8, you want to organize yourself, or Sunday morning or something, do it. Put it on your calendar in your phone. What kind of got us going was our bathroom and remodeling part of the shower, but we decided to go ahead and start looking at the cabinetry. So the personal care items. You'll find out when you start digging underneath your sink, one, you can check for your plumbing, make sure everything's working great. But two, you'll get rid of a lot of expired items. So your under the sink storage really will give you a lot of impact in getting you ready and revved up to do this decluttering or organization. And deal with your decorations if you haven't used them. If you have not used them in a full year, give them to somebody who will. It's a great time to donate your Easter, your Valentine, even your Christmas and your holiday of Thanksgiving, whatever. Whatever you like, but you don't use anymore, give to somebody who will. Cleaning, organizing really helps you mentally, but it also makes your house gorgeous for yourself and for your possible new buyer. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me directly.